And hey everybody, welcome to Streaming Consciousness Podcast. I am Joel Tony Cox, and this is my other host, Joe Ryan Stout.
Tony Cox. That's the little midget dude from Elf. No, not from Elf. Oh, yeah, he's like he's a midget dude from everything that has a midget dude in it, except for Willow. And Ryan Stout. I don't know a Ryan Stout, Joel. Are you making something up there? We'll be working on there.
Who do we always say that you'd be the perfect casting for if he was dead?
Deadpool.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
All right, I'll take it.
So, it's officially...
I wish I had, like, one Ryan Reynolds quality. Like, if I had, like...
You've got
like,
the sarcasm! You've got the wit!
Like, that meant, like a different... Like, no. I do have the sarcasm.
No, you've got you got what you need.
I meant, like, the abs or the hair.
Then work on it!
I think I have Ryan Reynolds' feet.
Don't be a bastard. And be like, oh, where'd you get... Just fucking do it.
Be like Nike. I don't know what that means.
Be like Nike. Just do it. Go get an ab machine. Go get 7-minute abs. Do it every day.
Oh, that's where we're going with that.
7 times 7, 49 minutes. No. 49 minutes of abs a week.
That sounds very difficult. That sounds like a lot of work, and I don't
then
really
shut
feel...
the fuck up about it.
There's got to be like
I ain't
a
taking shit anymore.
Or something.
I ain't taking
an ab pill. Like,
no.
Just pop a pill and just boom, you get abs.
No. That's called hard work.
No, fuck it. I'm just going to Photoshop them in. That's so much easier.
You don't know Photoshop.
I would learn. No, I'm not. I'm just going to live with a gut.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear
I'm slimming down, Joel. I didn't do my, I didn't weigh myself up, but I'm definitely down weight. I don't know how much, but I'm down. So I'm moving in the right direction. I used to have, like, not quite abs, but I had like, a good physique for a while. I need to get back into that.
So I helped a coworker move today.
Oh, how's that? How'd that work out for you?
It was the most efficient move I've ever been a part of.
A dude coworker or a female coworker?
Dude, why would I have a female coworker move? I didn't just
bitch. I could name two reasons, and they're both boobs.
Yeah, I'm married, unfortunately.
Oh, Joel, you own a coffee table. You can still walk through IKEA.
Joe, let's be honest.
Joel,
you don't
Joel,
just look
just
at
do
boobs.
It.
You don't just look at boobs.
That's all that I do is look at boobs. That's literally the only thing I'm allowed to do. I am on boob groundation. I'm under what's it called when you give something up, like for Lent? That's basically where I'm at with boobs. Is I'm boob celibacy.
But anyway,
celiboobies.
So
see,
apparently,
it actually worked out better in my head than it did in my mouth.
Dude's girlfriend's father used to work for a moving company, and we packed pretty much everything. It should have been two trips. But somehow we packed into one trip with U-Haul. We were done in 3 hours.
It's great to work with people and know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, yeah. It said I'm the expert. I don't like being the expert. When I helped Jones and his parents move, I was the expert. But anyway.
You helped Jonesy move?
His parents moved into their new house back in February.
Where was I when that happened?
I believe you were having back issues.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but even so, like, I'm still functional
degree. No, you're not allowed to... If you're disabled, you're disabled. No, I'm not helped by friends hurt themselves. Unless...
No, I know when to stop and where to
if
stop.
If you're in good physical shape, I will let you hurt yourself. Because that's what you do. Matter of fact, we got to the last couple pieces of the truck. And Nick's like, oh, well, we haven't... No one's broke their back yet. I'm like, then we didn't do a good job yet.
Nobody's hurt. The game's not over.
But anyway, as we all know, Black Friday marks the beginning of the Christmas season.
Of course, we all know that. That's standard.
And what happens?
I swear to God, if I have to listen to one more goddamn Christmas song, I'm going to murder somebody.
Come on. You know you love Mariah Carey's all
I am
Christmas.
So sick. No, I'm sick of everything Mariah Carey and Hanson Brothers and all the others. No,
because
if I hear her sing the fucking hippopotamus for Christmas one more goddamn time, somebody's going to die, Joel. A hardworking, honest, innocent man is going to fucking die if I have to hear Hippopotamus for Christmas one more time.
Genji told me the history of Mariah Carey. She's a pretty smart girl, actually. You know, she makes more money during the holiday season than anybody makes all year, pretty much.
Yeah, let's not talk about my thing anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So anyway, as you know,
Jonesy's got a strange obsession with Mariah Carey.
I kind of do too.
All right, fair enough. I'll give you. She like she's obviously, she's like black guy gold or something. Like, she's just got like that. Every black dude I know loves Mariah Carey. Not that white dudes don't, but I'm saying every black guy I know loves Mariah Carey.
Do you only know two?
She's basically the Beyonce for black guys.
Isn't Beyonce the Beyonce for black guys?
No, no, no. Beyonce is just Beyonce. Beyonce is basically Beyonce for even, like, lesbian chicks, even, like, semi-lesbian chicks. Like, they all just want Beyonce. Like, I think that...
I remember in college, I had some female friends like, are you a lesbian for fill in the blank? I'm like, huh, that's interesting.
Yes. Isn't it, though? It's, like, normal now. Like, that's just, like, a thing. Like, whenever we were in college, if a girl was, like, if she had lesbian tendencies, you were like, oh, this is amazing, best day of my life. Now, if a girl's like, I have lesbian tendencies, you're like, okay, nobody really gives a shit. Like, we've just heard it. We get it. We don't care anymore.
So, as you know, I always watch Bad Santa and Die Hard.
You do love Bad Santa.
For Christmas.
Is that why you were Tony Cox?
Yes.
Joel Tony Cox.
So I've started a project today.
There's I think, a film editor named Joel Cox.
Yes, there is. He used to edit all the Clint Eastwood movies.
Yes.
So I've got some nice cloakage on Google for vanity search.
Nice cloakage on Google. What?
In other words, Joel Cox, the film editor, is way more important than Joel Cox, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania black geek. So therefore, if I do anything illegal, it's probably not going to get surfaced before the film editor does. He's got more Google juice, as the kids say.
We use the term blurred, black nerd, and also, I don't. There's a Joe Stout who does something. I think he's a writer, actually, believe it or not, which sucks, because if I ever do, I think Joseph Stout is the writer. So I'm like, I could still be Joe Stout, the writer. I was just talking to somebody I work with. There's this chick that I work with, and I weirdly have the two girls that I work with have a podcast.
Ooh, what's it called?
And it's called Best Buds. I believe it's pot related. And
oh, I got it now.
You said it so excited, like you just deciphered the code, but you got it immediately. It wasn't like.
When you said best bud, I'm thinking, oh, you know, they've been friends since like kindergarten, and like they grew up together, went to high school together, went to college together. They're each other's maid of honor in their weddings. That's this whole backstory, and now
happened in the blink of an eye for you.
Yes, like, it did.
You created this whole analogy.
But this is what I do, Joe. This is what I do. I sit in traffic.
You're married from the wedding.
I make backstories of people in traffic, and then I make enemies with people in traffic because of the backstory I make up for them.
I just see you stuck in traffic, and, like, the light goes green, and you're like, just go and pay your child support, you son of a bitch!
Yeah, exactly!
And the guy's like, I don't know what the hell's going on here, man.
So you know, like, in Sherlock Holmes, whenever he does that thing, he looks at people and figures out what they do? Instead
Which
of that,
Sherlock Holmes? Are we talking Downey Jr.?
Downey Jr. or Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch, and then there was another one too. Who else was Sherlock Holmes?
The
shitty one.
The dude from Hackers.
John C. Reilly.
No, that doesn't count.
John C. Reilly and I hate him. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I forced.
Will Ferrell was actually Holmes in that one.
I forced myself to watch that movie. Oh my god, was that
no?
Mistake.
The dude from Hackers. That's he's not
elementary.
Holmes. That's elementary, but that's not Holmes.
He's Sherlock Holmes.
Is he sure?
That's why it's called elementary. Watson is actually Kung Fu Chick from Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, Lucy
Liu.
Lucy Liu.
Because you started saying, I'm like, then my brain's like, no, you're going to say it wrong.
Lucy Liu is one of those ones that, like, she used to do a lot of Kung Fu stuff, but, like, now she's, like, a legitimate actor.
Tris.
She doesn't do the kung fu stuff anymore, and like you kind of forget sometimes that she is such a like a martial arts badass.
Oh, I know.
Because she just does a lot of like really great movies. Lucy Liu would get the business end of my dick. I'm just gonna say it.
Anyway.
Sorry. Was that too much?
No.
Go ahead. Anyway, so Joel's gonna murder people in traffic because he makes up backstories for them.
No, I will not. But anyway, I decided to create what I like to call my dysfunctional fun Christmas list. I'm sick. Okey-dokey. I'm sick and tired of Home Alone.
What's these Christmas? Motherfucking snakes?
I want to watch all these dumbass Christmas movies. It's because I'm sick of people in the bullshit Christmas of I'm gonna give to society because I care. Go work in a soup kitchen. Oh no, you just want to give money to somebody else because you're too lazy to fucking help somebody. Go fuck yourself.
What is wrong with somebody who donates? You're like, how dare you donate money, you lazy son of a bitch?
Because half the places you donate to don't even give the money to the homeless or anything. They take it for themselves and give them like a penny. Go feed the homeless soup or some shit. I've been on a kick since Thanksgiving, by the way.
When is the last time that you worked in a soup kitchen, Joel?
I don't try to help my greater. I don't try and help the greater good. You know what I do?
How dare these people try to help you by giving them money? Go work for it. And they're like, Joel, when did you do it? I've never, because I don't believe in helping people.
No, my point is, there's so many fake versions of Christmas. You've got the All I Want Is Presents. You've got the Legends angle. You've got the true meaning of Christmas is friends and family. Then why do you keep buying all this shit even though you shouldn't have to? Why do you run yourself into debt even though you know, hey, maybe we should be responsible and be, hey guys, we're all adults now, we don't need to buy each other $500 gifts anymore. I mean, who the fuck's buying $500 gifts for your friends? Knock the shit off.
I'm not spending $500 on my friends.
I'm
getting you the same thing I got you last year.
Fuck yeah, because we have a deal.
Right. I get you nothing, you get me nothing. Merry Christmas.
Exactly. So last year, my friend Avik, I don't know if you've met Avik or not. He's my Indian friend.
I've heard of him. I think I met him in passing once.
Okay. Well,
was he at your birthday party?
Yeah, he was at my birthday party. One of my birthday parties.
Yes.
He is one of the greatest deal hunters in the world. Like, I got myself I got a new phone, and I got $200 off. I did a little cell phone fuckery, but I got it. Well, his wife made the mistake of giving me a Christmas gift last year during the holiday party.
Why do I feel like Macklemore is going to make a song out of Joel's life one day? Like, that's just... Right. Go ahead.
I'd rather Killer Mike do it.
I'm not even sure if that makes any sense to anybody other than me, but I just feel like sometimes, like when you go on about certain things, he got a deal, I got a deal, got $10 off the cell phone. Like, it just sounds like a Macklemore rap just breaking out. Like,
but like she got me a Christmas present. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you've never done this. You've been in here for like 3 years, not getting me a Christmas present? Not gonna get you. No, you don't. Yes, I do. There's a balance that must be kept. And like, I learned...
You give me cookie, I got you cookie.
Exactly. So I found these picture frames. I got
you get that reference? Please tell me you do.
I vaguely do. I know it's a movie.
That's from New Girl. That's Nick.
That's
Nick
right.
New Girl. Yeah, he's because Schmidt gets him a cookie. So he gets him a cookie. It's like the dumbest thing, and it's like, I don't even know why it's funny, but it's hilarious to me. He just starts going off about the cookie. He's like, mm-hmm. You got me cookie, I get you cookie. You give me cookie, I got you cookie. I get you cookie, you give me cookie. And he just like says it like seven different ways, and it's the dumbest thing, but it cracks me up.
But like I've literally made deals with all my friends that let's not do presents, it's a waste of money. I'm going to spend $20, you're going to spend $20. Let's keep $20 in our pockets and be happy. So I got her the frames. And I gave her this whole speech about, we can't do presents, because that's not what I do. Don't tell me it's a present. If you want to give me a cookie or something, that's fine. But don't give me a Christmas 10 that's obviously a present and be like, oh, it's not a present. It's totally a present.
It's a donation.
And I like so also with Avik cannot hang a picture frame to save his life. Years ago, before he was married, he tried hanging a picture frame in his apartment. There's 8 holes in the wall and no picture frame hung.
What a strange inability. Like,
oh, not really.
What a curious folly that this man lived in.
Because the thing is, like, he doesn't, like, he's all, like, he was in what's it called? A project manager for IBM for the longest time. So he made a shitload of money, so he just paid people to do shit. But, like, common shit, like, you know, changing a tire, hanging a photo, stuff like that. He's like, I'll just pay someone to do it. You make a lot of money, apparently, because I do everything my damn self because I'm a cheap bastard.
Yeah, no shit. I don't care how much money I make. I don't think I'm ever going to have enough to just tell somebody to hang a picture. Like, that feels like one of those things. Like, at what point does it stop? Like, do you hire somebody just to come in and tie your shoes?
Hey, if you have the money.
No, I don't care how much money you have. There's certain things you just do for yourself.
So I went to my parents, like, earlier this week, And my dad moved the one TV stand in the living room, so now it was off balance. So we had to put some wood under it to balance it, because the floor is all jacked up. Like, my dad built 80% of that house himself. And at some times he had, like, used wood. Like, I remember as a kid, he'd come back from job sites, bring in, like... So my first job ever was pulling nails out of gym flooring for $1 a pound. And that flooring is on the front porch that we resanded and reused. So, like, I'm used to just him getting, like, used it from work and, like, using it. But, like, he's like, oh, this floor's messed up. It's going to cost, like, $8,000 for someone coming and do it. I'm like, I ain't paying that money. Because my dad's at the point now where he's like, well, hopefully this survives after I'm dead because I don't want to deal with it. And we all know I'm getting my parents.
You know you're inheriting that house.
Yeah, we've had this, my parents have had, and I have had this discussion. And I'm completely fine with having the house. So he's telling me how to do this job. I'm like, yeah, Dad, I know. Because, like, we've done stuff like this before. I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, $8,000. And we figured it out. It's like $1,000 worth of material. I'm like, $7,000 for labor? F that.
Right. I remember your dad, I think your mom and your dad both, like, you were there for it. I don't remember if you were, like, right there when it all happened. But they were showing me pictures of the house and how it got built. Like, what it looked like back when he first got it and all mm-hmm. the work that he put into it. And it's crazy how much stuff your dad did.
He dug a basement by hand.
I mean, like, he built that house, uh-huh. like, from scratch. It's crazy the stuff that man can do.
Mm-hmm.
He's a true badass. He's basically the black John Wayne, but like a real John Wayne, not like the movie star version of.
Well, like Nick's girlfriend's dad, he was an ex-mover. He laid concrete for 30 years. The dude's 56 years old, and I'm like almost having a heart attack. He's just running around doing shit. I'm like, wow, this is one of those few times I feel like shit. Meanwhile, Nick over here, he's like 36. Like, he just turned 36. He's always going to the gym to work out. He's always running. He goes, I'm going to die. I can't keep up with Jim. I'm like, dude, I'm older than you. Why are you not able to keep up? You go to the gym all the time and do shit. I don't.
Dude, those old heads, man, mm-hmm. they can work circles around you. So those guys have been working all their life.
Oh, get this shit. So Jim gets up at 2 a.m. to go to the gym.
Shit.
Before he goes to work. Apparently
he's out of his damn mind.
Apparently you do not call Jim after 7:30 at night, or you will die unless someone is not dead.
Someone better be dead or someone will be.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's like Mark Wahlberg hours or something. Did you ever hear of his routine?
No.
He gets up at I think like 3 a.m. Two or three in the morning, something like that. He gets up like stupid early. He gets up and then he like I don't think he does breakfast first. I think he has workout, then breakfast, then another snack, and then he has like whatever. Like if you can find his routine somewhere, it's all over the place. He's even had like talked about it in interviews and stuff. But the man gets up, he goes to bed at like 8. And then he's up at like 2 a.m, starts off his day. Like he has workouts all throughout his day. He has like, he does his whatever, you know, he's very religious. So yeah. He has like Bible time or something. Like,
oh,
I think makes
wait,
it
he
day
is?
Two. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, he used to be in a whole lot of, he was one of those dudes that was like caused problems and he was like gotten all kinds of trouble did drugs and stuff.
What do you expect when you're in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
This is, I'm talking even before all of that. Like, I think he was in, like, all kinds of, like, shit.
Well, you knew he was a bad boy from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I mean, that Funky Bunch, you can't trust him. But Mark is a ringleader.
Dude, he's always been ripped, though. Like, I remember, like, back whenever he was in the Funky Bunch, like, he was, like, the first, like, big-time celebrity that was all abbed out and muscly and, like, not the first necessarily, but, like, the first to that extent.
Hey, do you remember back in the day? When they used to football players to like when they made action movies to make like genuinely engineer these perfect specimens, because they didn't have these workouts they do now.
Yeah, well, if you go back, like Johnny Weissmuller was one of the first. He's not. I don't think he's the first, but he's like one of the first guys who ever played Tarzan, and he was an Olympic swimmer. They had to bring him in because they couldn't, like, there were no actors that were built big enough to play Tarzan. And we're talking, like, back in the black and white movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is, like, they still had sound, but like not before, like, you know, that. But yeah, that was like one of the first times. Johnny Weissmuller was the first athlete to become an actor. I mean, as far as I know, yeah, I believe he was the first athlete to become an actor, and they just brought him in because they needed somebody all cut and ripped to play Tarzan. Fun fact for you, Joel. There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, see? So I bring something to the table.
So here's my question. Can we tell a dirty joke on the podcast?
Well, I didn't understand a word of that.
Can we tell a dirty joke on the podcast?
I mean, we dropped the F word and the C word, and if there was an L word, we'd drop it too. Yeah, so I think we could tell a dirty joke. Yes.
Okay. Tell a dirty. This is going to be word, not word association, but this is the setup is really easy. What do you call nuts on a wall?
I don't know.
Think about it. What did I ask you?
What do you call nuts on the wall?
Uh-huh.
Wall sack.
No.
Oh, you know, come
you
on.
You had the first good. Half. What's the second half?
Walnuts.
Yeah. What do you call nuts on your chest?
Chestnuts.
What do you call nuts on your chin?
I feel like you're going to drop somebody's name or something, and I'm not going to be happy with this. I feel like I'm being set up for something I'm not going to like. I swear to God, if you say Jonesy, we're going to fist fight.
What do you call nuts on your chin?
I don't know. Chin nuts is not a thing. I don't know.
Your mouth. So Jonesy sends me this video. It's this elderly black woman with like her granddaughter, like apparently, and her daughter, and she's telling this joke. And I'm like, okay, chin nuts. See, and then she goes, a dick in your mouth. I'm like, oh, grandma.
I'm sure it's fun. Oh my God, Joel. Speaking of inappropriate things, remember last year when you and I did the PC version of the rapey Christmas song?
Yeah.
There is legitimately somebody has released a version of that song, and it is fucking terrible. I was at work, and I was the song came on, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the PC version. Like, you and I joking around sung the song together, but like there it's legitimately somebody released it. I don't know who sings it, but it was, and it's, I'm like, listen, I'm like, this doesn't, something didn't sound right, like I just didn't catch it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the PC version of it. And it was one of the girls that I work with was there, and she's like, she said it's not so bad or something, like I don't like this one. And she's like, the other version's rapey. And I'm like, I think I like the rapey version better. And then it just got really quiet for a minute.
You know, it's well another of my friends pointed this out. We were all up in arms last year about Baby It's Cold Outside. And this year we're all like, what is pussy? Yeah!
I know, right? Baby It's Cold Outside is not okay, but WAP is okay.
WAP.
WAP? That doesn't sound right.
W-A-P.
W-A-P is WAP.
WAP.
Listen, I don't listen to as much of the rock.
W-O-P is WAP. OP.
No.
OP.
W-A-P. WAP. 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 It's a long A.
No, it's WAP.
No. It's WAP. W-A-P.
WAP.
No. A makes an A sound sometimes. It's a short A.
You're wrong, Joe.
Do you know
how many people...
Automatic.
You're the only person to say WAP instead of WAP. You're the only That's person.
WAP doesn't sound right. This is like... No, you know what? I'm going to stand by this one until I prove another. This isn't like whenever I used to call memes memes. This is different. It's WAP. W-A-P, WAP. Like they used to call old Italians, they used to call them WAPs, which was W-A-P, without papers. So it's WAP. I stand by it. Believing well, it full-heartedly. It's been a very long day, Joel. My brain doesn't work. But I'm right about the WAP thing, for sure.
No, you're not. Anyway, yep. Carrying on. The main thing I want to get to, which I knew you were going to do this to me, but I'm going to make this happen.
It should be pronounced meme anyways. That's another one, too. I'm still not happy with that. I'm saying meme. I say it. I've converted, but it should be Mimi's. So, it's M-E-M-E, Mimi.
Here's my dysfunctional fun Christmas list. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Die Hard. Die Hard 2. Bad Santa. Bad Santa 2. Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang. Harold and Kumar's.
You said Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang like it was two different movies. I just have to throw that out there.
Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang. That's what it is.
One movie, Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang.
Yeah. You've never seen this?
You said, no, I know. I'm just saying, when you said it, you were like, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Bad Santa, Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang. Like, it was like two different movies.
There's, I see what you're saying.
Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang is one movie. Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Scrooged.
Which is not something I normally do.
Office Party. No, bullshit. Office Party Christmas.
Did you say Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, third one. Because it's a very Christmas special. The Nutcracker in 3D, because that looks amazing.
The one with Keira Knightley?
No, the one with the Nazi-looking tin soldiers and the jetpacks.
How do I not know this?
It came out in 2016, and I never got not to see it, but I have it on DVD, and I'm making my
business. You sure Keira Knightley's not in it?
Yes, because it's not the Keira Knightley one.
Keira Knightley's another one. She's heading for the business end of my dick, too. I would give it to her... so hard.
Go.
If Keira Knightley listens to our podcast, I just like to announce that I love her. And I know I said it all like vulgar, like I was gonna like, not like in a rapey sort of way. Like it would have to be like if Keira Knightley was willing, I'm in. That's all I'm saying. I'm not like forcing myself on anyone, but I'm pretty sure Keira Knightley probably most likely listens to our podcast. It feels like something that she would do. And I just want to say that I apologize for being so crass and so crude, Keira. I love you with all my heart, and I'd like one day for us to spend some time together. That's important. I got that out of the way, Joel.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a movie
called... You just don't give a shit at all.
Apparently, there's a movie called Anne and the Apocalypse that came out in 2018. It said it was basically a mixture of Shaun of the Dead and a musical in Christmas.
Wait. I might have missed what you said, because it sounded like you said Shaun of the Dead was a musical.
No. And in the Apocalypse. They explain it as Shaun of the Dead meets a musical that meets Christmas. It looks really... There's zombies in it, too, so it looks kind of fun.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in for that.
A Long Kiss Goodnight. This list is probably going to get longer.
A Long Kiss Goodnight? Was that a Christmas movie?
It took place around Christmas.
How did you not include Home Alone on your list?
Because it's a part of the classic Christmas list. I'm sick of the classic Christmas list. I wanted to.
How is Home Alone not a classic Christmas list?
That's my point. I don't want the classic bullshit. I want the fucked up shit. I want the crazy shit.
My favorite Christmas movie is definitely The Grinch. The movie version, not the cartoon. Not that I don't like the cartoon, but the movie, the Jim Carrey movie, is probably the only thing I can tolerate. I don't know what it is. I'm not like... I guess I'm a little bit Scroogey. I suppose I am. Like, I can't stand Christmas music. I hate Christmas decorations going up too soon. I just get grumpy whenever it's, like, Halloween and they're already putting Santa Clauses on the shelf at the grocery store. But, like, for some reason, the only thing that I really, truly enjoy during Christmas time is watching Jim Carrey's The Grinch, because it's the funniest and best live-action adaptation of any kind of like Zeus, Dr. Zeus book or cartoon, anything. It's just, I don't know what it is. Something about it just, it makes my heart happy, Joel.
Well, like I said, I, like, as you know, I'll do anything for my friends. Help them move, help them bury their pets after a fire. That actually happened.
That sounded morbid at first, but I knew that actually happened, so...
But, like, I'm there for you year-round, not just Christmas. So, the whole, oh, it's a true meaning of Christmas. No, you don't know the true meaning of Christmas. It's, for me, it's always, this time of year at work, anytime something happens that wasn't supposed to happen, I go, it's a Christmas miracle! And just laugh at people. Because it's bullshit. Like, all people care about is buying shit. And all people have the people care about is getting shit. There's a few people out there that actually, you know, they're thankful what they got. What's that fucking story about the guy and the girl? And, like, she shaved her head to sell her hair, and...
That's the dragon tattoo. Yeah, that Stellan Nysgaard.
It was decades before. But, like, she sold her hair because she wanted to buy her husband a chain for his watch. And he sold his watch to buy her these combs. And, like, they gave up their most prized possession to get something for somebody else.
That's his son played Tarzan too.
That's a true meaning of Christmas. But nobody does that shit. Instead, it's like, oh, I gotta get the new. What is the thing this year for everybody to get for Christmas then?
Are you asking me seriously?
Yeah, because you have kids.
Fuck what I know. I don't know what the hell anybody wants. Yeah, but listen, my kids are not at that age where they want like the cool. Like they used to be like Tickle Me Elmo was the gift to get. My kids aren't like that though. My kids don't want like the pop. And my kids are so diverse too. They all want something so drastically different. I have a very eclectic bunch of children. So for me, like, my kids are all on different pages with that. Like, there's no prime gift that they're like, that's what I want. Also, my kids are, I mean, not necessarily spoiled, but they're not spoiled either.
Let's be honest.
And they're a little, I mean,
they're like, not spoiled by the, okay, let me put it this way. They're not spoiled by the standard of spoiled, but they are spoiled. How's that?
My kids are spoiled in the way that I love them and don't abuse them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my kids are spoiled in the way that they're like,
do you even beat your children,
dinner,
bro?
And I feed them.
Do you even beat your children, bro?
No, I don't beat my kids.
See?
Are you kidding? Listen, have you seen Bailey? He's almost as big as me. I'm not beating my kids. They're going to get bigger than me one day. And
that's why you carry.
Then, there's only one of me, Joel. I'm afraid they're going to fucking attack me.
That's why I carry a pistol.
One, they're gonna
that's why
up.
I carry a pistol with six shots.
Oh, I'm going to shoot my kids. Then I'm on the news.
Yeah, shoot them in the leg. Yeah. They'll wound them. Once you get shot in the leg, you don't fuck around. You usually back down.
No, you know what, Joel? You don't want to shoot kids. That's not a good reputation to have. I mean, if you shoot a kid, you might as well accept the fact that you're never getting laid ever again. Like, you're never going to recover from that. That's the only reason I haven't shot a kid, just to be clear. Like, I don't not kill my kids because I love them.
I said like shot.
Okay, well, I'm saying kill, though, because I would have killed my kids.
Now who's asking?
I would have strangled Brody for sure. Brody would have been choked to death. But the reason I haven't, every time I get angry and I get upset with my kids, I think if I murder one of them, it's going to make the front page of the newspaper. It's going to be all over Facebook. It's going to be on Channel 11 News.
Not if you do it right.
No, Joel, I just don't. You know what? There's too much risk factor in it.
And really, truthfully,
I am thinking through, Joel. I've thought about it. And if I ever kill a kid, no chick's ever going to put out. They're never going to be like,
the quote,
oh, you know what really turns me on? Child murderers.
Oh, there's rule 34. Rule 34.
I don't want the chicks that are willing to sleep with a child murderer, Joel.
By the way.
I mean, like, I probably would hook up with them. No, but they probably would be one of those chicks with, like, tattoos on their neck. And, like, the chicks with this tattoo right on the top of their, like, the inside of their titty. I don't want that girl. I don't want that. I mean, I will. I'd hook up with her. But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to hook up with that girl. I'd prefer not to.
So to quote the Martian, work the problem.
She probably has a tattoo of her kid's footprint back.
I just watched that last Monday.
Or something.
And you know what I noticed?
No, Joel, what did you notice?
If you go back and look at the Martian, and you look at the casting, you realize a lot of these people are in the fucking Marvel Universe.
Who's even in that movie other than
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. That's it.
No, the Hispanic guy from Ant-Man. The guy the guy who tells stories. He's in.
Right.
He's in there.
Hispanic man from every movie that has a Hispanic man.
Winter Soldier. He's in that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who is he in that?
He's one of those astronauts.
Okay, all right. You know what? I kind of forgot there was a whole other team of astronauts in that movie.
Well,
I have to watch.
There's at least six people.
Isn't Donald Glover in that one?
Yeah, and he's in Spider-Man.
Wait, no. Oh, that's right. He was in Spider-Man.
Exactly.
He wanted to play Spider-Man. He wanted to.
He wanted to be Miles Morales.
Yeah, he wanted to be Miles Morales, and he ended up not getting that. But instead, he's like just some random thug. In like he's like just some dude they like chained to his car or something in Spider movie, and I'm like, what a waste! Like they could have done so. Like, in the meantime, like he really should be in so much more because you talk about being the blurred, but he's like the official blurred.
Have
like,
you listened to his music?
Something Gambino. What's it?
Yeah, Childish Gambino. He has a whole song about that. How like, oh, when Black Mirror, you don't like me then. Now you like me now.
Yeah, no, I haven't really heard his stuff. I didn't. A little bit I have heard. I didn't love it. I love him as an actor. I think he's great as an actor. He cracks me up. And like, I never really watched a lot of, I've seen bits and pieces of Community, but like the stuff that I have seen, dude, he's hilarious in it.
Oh yeah, that also reminds me. I'm gonna give Reindeer Games a try this year.
We should rewatch Reindeer Games. Affleck was the bomb.
Did we watch Reindeer Games?
I've seen it, whether you watched it or
No, I'm
not.
saying did we watch it together? Because I don't remember that.
I don't recall.
Because
I know I've seen it. I
that
don't
was
know if
never in
I've
my
seen it again.
library, so that's why I don't think we've seen
All
it
I
again.
remember of that movie was Pecan Pie, and I think Gary
Mm-hmm.
Oldman, maybe?
I just watched the trailer for it.
Is Gary
Oh,
Oldman in it?
I don't remember. I don't. It's in the trailer at least. But that's the other thing. So.
Here's the thing with Gary Oldman is you can watch Gary Oldman in a movie, see Gary Oldman in a movie, and not know you just watched Gary Oldman in a movie. Like he's a different person every movie he's in. He's Lieutenant Dan. He's Lieutenant Dan?
No, you're th you got them
No.
confused. The guy who's Lieutenant Dan is the guy that is making him do the heist. You just confuse
No,
actors.
so Gary Oldman was the dude from Sixth Sense.
He was?
Yes, Gary Oldman is in The Sixth Sense, and he's is he in the Batman movies? He's Commissioner Gordon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. If you look at like Gary Oldman, and he's also in one of the what's the wizard kid's name? Harry Potter. He's in the Harry Potter
Yeah.
thingy. He's one of the Potter movies. He's in everything. He's in so many things. Are you sure he's not Lieutenant Dan? No, Gary Sinise
Yes, Gary
is
Sinise.
Lieutenant Dan.
And he's also in
Gary
Reindeer.
Sinise is another one too. You see him in a lot of stuff. He always kind of a little bit different. But Gary Oldman is like
Yeah, he's not in Reindeer Games.
different person. No,
I'm looking right now.
maybe Gary Sinise is in Reindeer
It's Gary
Games then.
Sinise.
Okay.
But then I found out, like, my buddy Eugene's never seen the movie Go. Have you seen Go?
A long time ago.
Guess who's in Go?
Oh well, Ben Affleck's in Go, and so is Matt Damon. He plays Pudwacker.
Wait, what?
No, wait, no,
The
that's not
wrong
Go.
movie.
Which one is? It was like one of the first Matt Damon appearances, and you don't even know it's Matt Damon unless you like go back and watch the movie after you know who Matt Damon is. But it's Ben Affleck's in it, and Matt Damon walks past, and they start calling him Pudwacker. They just fuck with him. I can't remember what movie it
Are you sure you're
is.
not talking about
I'm not sure what I'm talking about, honestly.
the Wicked Smart movie?
Not Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
Good Will Hunting is Matt Damon is in Good Will Hunting. He's not Pudwacker.
No,
He's Will Hunting.
but I thought.
And Good Will Hunting is my all-time favorite movie. It's
No,
like
it's
if you were
not.
trapped on a deserted island and you could only
You've
take
said
one
other
movie
movies in the
with you.
past.
Nope. Good Will Hunting has always been my all-time favorite movie.
But Melissa McCarthy was in Go.
Really?
Because I just sent the trailer to Eugene. I want to watch it. I'm like, wait a second, is that Melissa? No, that can't be. I looked up, sure as shit, 1999. She was in Go.
How about that? I didn't know she was acting back then.
I didn't
Never heard of
either.
her until, well, I guess it's been a little
2000,
while now.
like 2010, 2011.
I know some people cannot stand her. I think she's hilarious. I
She was
love
in
her in
she
movies.
was in that no, the one with the chirpy girls, the one's a daughter, the one's a mother, and they go to college or some shit, Loreline or
Oh
something.
yeah. No, I can't remember the name of the movie, but yeah, she
No,
goes
it
back to
was a sh it's
college.
a show, but
Oh wait, no, she was in a movie where it's like her and her daughter go to college.
oh,
Her daughter goes to college, and then she ends up going to college, and she's like this
because.
divorced mom, and she coins the term "vagoogle." Talks about her vagina knows everything. Her vagoogle.
I want to say Gossip Girl. I know it's not Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl.
No, I'm telling you, that's what name's coming in my head. I'm like, it's the wrong one. They were in a small town. They owned like a coffee shop or something.
Nope, don't not ringing a bell.
Pissing me off.
I can't even think of anything, and I'm usually really good with this too. It's a TV show, an older TV show.
Yeah, in the past 20 years.
You know what's funny is when, and I don't think I ever told you this, when we were in Vegas, I tried to tell the bartender that you were Meshach Taylor to see if we'd get free drinks.
Who the fuck is that?
Go ahead and Google it, and then you can tell me how pissed off you are at me. Anyways, that's all the time we
No,
have
no,
for
no,
today.
no,
Thanks,
no,
everybody,
no.
for
We're
joining
getting
us
the
here on Strange
bottom of
Bunch
this.
Podcast. Be
We're
sure to like,
no.
subscribe.
I didn't play the music yet. We ain't going nowhere. Where are we going? Nowhere. That's nice. Gilmore Girls.
I told him Jonesy was Malcolm Jamal Warner too.
Who's this guy that you said I look like?
Meshach Taylor. I'm not telling you who it is, Joel. You should be pissed at me next podcast.
No, we're getting up on this right now because I'm not in
this. Oh, no. Come on. I think it's time Joel, we've run out of time. It's better if we leave it on a cliffhanger. This is good podcasting.
No,
thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Make sure you like, subscribe,
follow.
You're going to fry for this.
Joel, say and disco.
Nope.
Joel, tell everybody you love them. Say goodnight, Gracie.
I can't even spell this guy's name. It's pissing me off.
I have no idea how to spell it. I have no idea how to spell it. M-E-S-H-A-U-C-H. I just made that up. I'm not sure that's what it is. Joel,
this is your torture.
You're so mad.
Hey, it can't be worse than me being Mos Def.
I hope everybody that's listening to the podcast has already found who Meshach Taylor is before you could.
Okay.
I hope they all just like
that old fuck. He's born in 1947.
He's like 20 years older than you too. You know who he is?
I got his Wikipedia entry, but I'm about to go to IMDb.
He's the guy from Designing Women.
Oh, you bastard. You bastard. I used to watch that show. It was one of those shows my parents told me I wasn't allowed to watch because it was too adult, so I thought, you know, there might be boobs or something in it.
Oh, man.
There's no boobs.
That's great, dude. Yeah,
you'd think with a name like Designing Women, there'd be boobs in it.
those chicks were not. I don't know any of the women from it. I couldn't. If you told me their names, I probably wouldn't.
1986 to 1993.
I don't even know why I know his name. It was just one of those things that stuck with me, and I thought it would be really funny to like name drop. But I'm like, you're clearly not going to pass as Wilmer Valderrama, which is usually my go-to. I tell everybody I'm always there with Wilmer Valderrama. But I was like, who can I throw out? So I told him you were Meshach Taylor, and I said that Jonesy was Malcolm Jamal Warner. Theo Huxtable.
And now.
I told him Jonesy was Theo Huxtable.
Thank you, everybody. Just watch us on the feed and go to the website. Don't bother.
This is
Facebook.
The last episode Joe will be allowed to.
I haven't updated the Facebook page in a while, so I guess I should do that soon. Joe doesn't check the Twitter, so don't bother. You can call and text me.
I check it. No, actually, I don't. I turned off notifications.
412-447-1669. Leave me a message. Let me know what you think of the podcast.
Let him know if you think he looks like Meshach Taylor. Let him know how to spell Meshach Taylor.
Dave, if this episode sucks, let me know. We'll end the podcast. If not, we'll keep going.
This is the death of the podcast.
I told right Dave, here. The second Dave tells me this podcast sucks, I'm just pulling the plug. So you better pray to God that Dave likes this episode.
We've had better, we've had worse.
And disco.
Love you, bye-bye.